I'd like to call this executive committee meeting of June 2nd, 2023 to order. Welcome, executive committee. Mary, will you do the roll call, please, ma'am?
President Sheila Young.
I'm here, ma'am.
First Vice President Mikey Wiseman.
Here.
He is here.
Second Vice President Cassandra Jesse.
She is not here.
Membership Secretary Sally Benjamin.
Sally is here.
Treasurer Mark Lear.
I am.
Mark is here.
Recording Secretary Mary Tyson is here. Immediate past president Jim Crott
is not here.
And that is the roll. Do we have any additional guests in the room?
I'm sure we've got lots of guests.
A lot of people in the room.
Yeah, but we're not even going to worry about them, Mary, because we really don't have time to go through everybody. And no one is we do have one guest that is requested to speak, and that's Shelley Sawyer. So Shelley Sawyer, are you here?
Okay, Shelley's here.
Okay, cool. All right. Nobody else is supposed to speak during this meeting, please. Did everybody receive the minutes from March 28th, 2023?
We did. Move to accept, Mikey.
I cannot hear
Mikey
anybody.
Moves to accept.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Mark seconds.
Thank you. Are there any additions or corrections?
She's saying additions or corrections. Our internet is a little unstable.
All right. Hearing none. Anyone opposed? Okay. The first thing on our unfinished business cannot be discussed right now. We were supposed to go into executive session and we can't. So we're going to skip that and we're going to address it at a later time, I guess. Maybe tomorrow at some point. Katie and Mikey, do we have any convention and hotel quick updates that we need to address before the pre-convention meeting?
We do not.
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, RSVF, I'm sure everybody saw that RSVF has dissolved. I did get the documentation from Colton Knight, and he did send a check to Mark. It is supposed to be in Mark's hands by the 7th of June in the amount of, what was it, Mark? 1760, I think. I think it was $1,760 is what they said was their closing out. So RSVF.
You've got to have a microphone to talk. You can yell, but it doesn't make any difference.
All right, Katie, if you could just tell me what they say.
Yeah, I will.
All right. So they are gone, so they can be removed from all of our chapter special interest list. The two meetings that we were directed to have did take place between me and Mikey, and then Mary, Mikey, and I, so we did accomplish those missions. Janine did send a proposal for the activities committee, but she did not include a goal or budget. So do we want to move forward with this on Sunday morning or wait until she brings forth a goals and budget?
Madam President, I'm comfortable with the
speak up, honey.
Okay, can you not hear me well? Because I'm
that's better
in the room.
That's better. Thank you,
Madam President. I'm comfortable with moving forward with the cornerstones that have been presented.
We
were looking for
blood pressure. Okay.
At this time, until there is an actual, some bogeys on the board and something that's attainable, I think it's going to be hard for them to extrapolate a budget. And I don't know if they actually need one right now based on the proposal that was sent forth.
All right. So is that a motion to move forward with it Sunday?
It is. I would like to make a motion to move forward with the proposal for the activities committee as presented by Janine Diaz-Sande.
Okay. Is there a second?
Mary seconds.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All right. Anyone opposed? All right. We will bring it to the membership on Sunday morning. All right. All right. Is there any other unfinished business that I am completely forgetting?
No hands are being raised in your committee, in your executive committee, Madam.
All right. Under new business, we've got a couple new committee chairmen and persons that will be announced Sunday. There's been some changes with Will's resignation. So I will announce that Sunday morning during the business meeting. If anybody wants what the changes are, feel free to call me. But I'd rather just wait till Sunday and just do it all at one time, if that's okay. Shelly, you are up, my dear.
Shelly, I'll
go. So somebody needs to get a microphone to Shelly, please.
Thank you. Can you all hear me?
Sheila, can you hear Shelly?
No, I cannot.
Oh, dear.
But that's okay. Just okay. I've already spoken with her, so I think I know what she's going to say. So
this has to do with brailled business cards, FCB business cards. And as I'm sure y'all remember, the board approved $300 several years ago to print the FCB brochures, which we later decided not to do because it is a webpage and can be downloaded. So,
okay, somebody give me a brief overview of what she said because I couldn't hear any of it.
She's giving a historical.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thanks to our Madam President, she did a little research, and we can get brailled business cards printed in brailled through National Braille Press. For 250 of them, it will cost $340 plus shipping. For 500, it will be $480 plus shipping. And the reason I am here is because both of those exceed the $300 that we were voted to spend. And so I'm here requesting for the Publications Committee, I guess the extra, and for you all to decide whether you want 250 or 500.
What would be on the Braille business cards?
Oh, the logo was sent in. I think just the logo and our phone number and at Florida Council of the Blind. Now, of course, the logo would not be brailled. I don't know really what the card would look like.
I am prepared to entertain the additional expenditure if this is the recommendation and the route we want to go, with the caveat that we have a little bit more discussion of the information that's on it, because one of the things that I would like to see on it would be a QR code, and most printing places know how to create that. That would be pointed to our website for individuals who are providing supportive services or allies of a person who's blind or visually impaired to be able to scan that and obtain the necessary information and reference to our organization.
Then my question would be, Katie, do you remember what the card would look like? I know it was sent to you and obviously you couldn't see it, but did someone explain to you exactly what was on it?
I thought it was our name, our phone number, and our website address.
I thought it was,
again,
too.
I am not sure.
I think it was, too, Katie.
There was a lot of discussion about QR codes, and no one really knew. I don't think we ever really had a plan to do it. I know nothing about it. If there's someone that, I mean.
Well, again, I'm fine with it. I just think that if we're going to make the investment, whether it would be the original amount or an additional amount, that we start to acclimate to today's technology field.
No, blood sugar.
With a QR code in the corner or on the back of it. And I also think that would invite some collaboration from people who are providing supportive services. So, I mean, I'm fine with it if we can make any edits to the business card as it has been presented.
And that was 69.
Because there's nothing in the quote that I have here that says anything about a QR code. I don't know if that's extra.
All right, so are we good with looking into getting a QR code on the business cards?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said, Sheila.
Katie, repeat, because I can't hear.
What Sheila is asking, Shelley, that we need to find out how to get the QR code on the business cards. We're going to have to investigate that. I've talked to several people, and no one seems to know how to do it. So,
is this something that we would have to do, and would it be included in the card design that we sent to them, or... is this something that we could ask them to do?
National Braille Press may know how to do it. So let's look into that with National Braille Press. If they're going to do the printing, then we should be able to get it from that information from them, because I'm sure by now they can do that technology.
Sheila, did you hear what Mark said?
Yes, I did hear Mark. Okay. So, Shelley, are you good with that?
I am good with that.
I cannot hear Shelley, though.
Katie, are you good with that?
Shelley's good with it, and I'm good with it.
Okay, that's okay.
Then do we want to take it to the membership Sunday, or do we want to wait until we get the information about QR codes?
I think...
With your motion, Mikey, you kind of didn't make a motion, so what do you want to do?
I'm just going to go ahead and move that we allocate some additional funds. Nancy, Shelley, what was the dollar amount that you were asked additional?
For $250. No, my phone just went to sleep. It was $340 for $250. It was $480 for $500.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we allocate an additional $200. Towards the printing of these materials, and that should give you some buffer room.
That would give us 250, which I personally think that's a good place to start.
All right, do I have a second?
No, Shelley, I'm allocating an additional 200 to the 300 that was put in.
Well, it would be, okay, I got you.
For a total of $500.
Okay, I'm with you now.
All right, Mikey's made a motion. Do I have a second?
Mark seconds.
Mark
seconds. Okay.
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
One thing to note is in that, Shelley, when you go talk to, you know, see what you're going to get for the $250 with the QR code added, if they can do it.
Exactly. Okay, so I'll have to talk to you, Sheila, because I'm going to need to know if I'm going to be the one that contacts them, and I don't mind doing that. I need her contact info because I don't have it anymore.
Okay, well, wait.
Contact info for National Braille Press.
I sent it to you, Shelley, but I believe I've still got it, so I will send it to you again.
Okay.
So, all right. Anyone opposed? All right, motion passes. Is there any other new business? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the executive committee meeting.
This is Mikey, so move to adjourn.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second by everybody.
Mary seconded it along with everybody else.